On the final day of the pause in fighting, mediators are working to extend it. Israel believes Hamas has enough women and children hostages to allow the current pause in fighting in Gaza to be extended by another 2 to 3 days, according to an official involved in the negotiating process on Wednesday.
It's like the Schindler List. We are waiting to see who's going to survive, who's not.
That is a family member of the youngest hostage kidnapped by Hamas, waiting to find out if his family members are still alive. Israel's army said Wednesday it was investigating a report by Hamas's armed wing that the 10-month-old baby hostage, his 4-year-old brother, and their mother had all been killed in Gaza by an Israeli airstrike. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says that's when they were killed. The military was assessing the accuracy of the information, it said in a statement. NATO foreign ministers met in Brussels on Wednesday and, among other issues, expressed full and unwavering support for Ukraine.
Even as we're supporting Ukraine's fight today, we are helping them build a military that is capable of deterring and defending against aggression far into the future. The supplemental budget request the president made is a demonstration of our own commitment to that goal, and we're looking to Congress to approve it in the coming weeks.
That is U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. An Indian national has been charged with plotting to assassinate a Sikh separatist leader on U.S. soil, according to the Justice Department on Wednesday, alleging an Indian government official was also involved. This is VOA News. The COP28 climate summit gets underway in Dubai Thursday, as Henry Ridgewell reports. The meeting comes.